Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, good morning. Oh, it's going to be a fun day today. I've got some great guests lined up, and better put on your thinking cap for this one, because it's a lot of fun. Before I get started, I'd like to dedicate today to the moms and dads out there who go through all their college woes, trying to figure out how to get that kid through his next test. Oh, yes, yes. The SATs were something, we're going to have them. BSATs. That's right, the BSATs. But first, let's do a little song for moms and dads.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me, cray to the Z. No texting at the table and put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. Meds, but I can't smoke. Make me, cray to the Z. You make me, cray to the Z. You make me, cray to the Z. You make me, cray to the Z. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. I don't want to hear these whack voices anymore. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you. You're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of you. You make me. Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z. And that's a fact. I can just incorporate the voices in my act. I want to find an outlet that makes it all okay. But the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine. But there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine. Make me, cray to the Z.
Going with
you make me.
Where we going with
cray to the Z?
You want a piece of me?
You make me.
Bring it on.
Cray to the Z. You make me. Cray to the Z.
Don't make me tell your father.
You make me. Cray to the Z. Where we going with Z? You make me. Cray to the Z. You make me.
Well, that was just a little something for my CD, Color Me Crazy, and I thought it was appropriate for today's show because I met these wonderful, crazy guys at a Friars Club book signing. They're the authors of the book, The BSAT, the official study guide, 350 questions you'll never see on the SATs, and they were right. This is one of those pick-up, put-down books. I can't stop reading it, and then I go, I got things to do, and I pick it up again, and I start reading and laughing again. It's very, very good, and our guest, let me tell you about our guest today. I'm sure they're listening on the line. Cough if you are.
We are.
Yeah, there they are. Okay. Our first guest, too, we is John Forster. Okay, he's an award-winning songwriter, humorist, and record producer. His musicals include the regional favorite, Eleanor, and American Love Story, which you can find at www.eleanorthemusical.com, as well as Into the Light on Broadway and off-Broadway reviews and press. This guy's got so many credits, just read them on here, because I want to get to also his partner in BSAT Crime, Mark Sagan. Is that, am I saying your name right, sir?
People say it all kinds of ways. You're brutalizing it like anybody else does.
Sagan, is it Sagan?
Sagan.
It is Sagan. Oh, he's a Viking. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
he's an inventor, creator of hundreds of toys and commercial products, from Hallmark's first ever musical greeting card to Fisher-Price's triple arcade game table. Wow, Mark, this is great. And it goes on and on. Oh, my gosh. Is there anything you don't do? You're president of the board of New York Stage and Film Company, producers of the annual Powerhouse Theater Festival at Vassar College. And I want to introduce him. All right, John, he is the music behind the SAT, BSAT, and Mark, you are, you guys are just heady. These questions that you had in there, I had to wrap my mind around them a little, and then I started laughing hysterically. Now, where did you two meet up originally?
Meet up. You know, I was working on a, I was working on an idea for a really crazy, this is Mark,
Mark
Sagan.
Okay, Mark. Okay.
So I was working on an idea for a show, for a theatrical thing, and it involved crazy inventions. And I happened to have been listening to a bunch of novelty records. There are some wonderful collections. I mean, you know, your song just now would be perfect on what I heard.
That was
wonderful. That was exactly the spirit, you know.
Okay.
So I agree with you. That was a wonderful opening. But so we. You know, I'm listening to this, and I hear this voice, and I say, this is the voice. This is the sound and the ideas. And it was John Forster, who has written some of the funniest songs I've ever heard.
Now, were you listening to him on NPR, which he's on a lot, I hear?
It was not NPR, because these were satirical songs outside of topicality.
Oh, it was on the album. What was the name of the album? Or the
The compilation was a Dr. Demento album, but I ended up buying his records, Helium and Entering Marion. Which just brilliant, funny stuff. I didn't know him, but let this be a lesson to everyone. I called him.
Yeah,
and
the lesson is
go ahead.
I took the call. And
so which way does the lesson cut, John?
I think you reached out there, Mark.
I did.
And John, what did you think when this strange man was calling you?
I went down to his office. I took a meeting with Mark and with the director, Mark Waldrop, and it sounded like a pretty harebrained idea. And it turns out that's kind of what Mark specializes in.
Okay. Well, he's an inventor.
He is an inventor. And this, I mean, this show was, the idea was it would be a review, a musical review, and every scene would be built around some toy. So we ended up doing stuff like, we got, Big Mouth Billy Bass,
I love it. I have the Christmas version.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, exactly. And Mark called in a favor and got the guys who manufactured it to give him 100 of them. And we midied them together so that we had a whole wall of fish. And we could make them do the wave, and we could make them dance, do choreography, and we could make them
all
turn.
On YouTube? I'd love to see that.
You know what? If only it was.
You know what? I have the tape, John.
Oh, shit. We should. Sorry. We should put it up there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hiring you.
Are we allowed to swear, Nancy?
Rule.
Not too much. I think that was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
My entertainment is rated for everyone.
I see. Well, we're trying. I guess with our book, we're trying to redefine everyone.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what though? I got to tell you, I think your book is totally appropriate, because my 14-year-old, as much as he hates it, when he saw the book, he goes, "I'm not studying." And I said, "Read it.
Yeah.
Look, it's BSAT." And he goes, "Oh."
So did he
and
check
then
it
he
out?
He opened it, and he started laughing. I said, "No, read it. Now read it again." And he went, "Oh, this is funny." And I think my favorite was something like Arthur pushes his brother in a wheelchair and hates it or something. If the rotation of the wheel is something per second, how many steps will it take him to push his brother off a cliff?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was hysterical. So you two met up, the inventor and the musician.
Right, and we did this. We did a workshop of the show up at Vassar, where Mark works, New York Stage and Film. Mark, you want to take it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. New York Stage and Film does this wonderful season up there every summer at Vassar College in partnership with Vassar. It's a fabulous, new plays, all kinds of wonderful things have originated there, including Doubt, which of course won the Pulitzer and all kinds of awards on Broadway and in film. But we ended up doing a kind of a workshop thing up there, and it was very strange. We were working in a basement. It was very odd.
A bunker.
But it was like a bunker, yeah. I wasn't worried about the next nuclear attack, I'll tell you that. But from that, you know, we worked on that for a while, but it didn't end up really delivering what we wanted.
Guys, I just
but
want
John,
to say, in the dynamics of things, you guys just instantly, two people didn't know each other, two creative
right.
people, let me add that, and you and he comes to you and says, I have this idea, and you go, great, let's do it.
Well, and that's sort of, well, John and I kept in touch because, I mean, he had, it turns out that we hit it off really well, but so did our families. I mean, he's got, his son is the same age as my son, and he's just a wonderful guy. And so, we watched each other's kids grow up over the last 10 years, and we kept in touch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, one day, you know, I've always, John likes to characterize it as I'm always pitching him crazy ideas. But if you ever heard his records, you'd have to wonder which one's goofier.
Yeah, the dirty little secret is that I like harebrained ideas too, and
which he's a sucker for this stuff, right? So I call him and I say, I have this idea, and you know, we start banging it around back and forth, and it turns into the BSAT official study guide.
It took a few conversations for that to happen, but both of
and
our
people
kids.
People shouldn't be put off because it's SAT is in the title of it. These two guys were up on stage at the Friars Club, and they were reading it, and I was hysterical laughing because it's not just that you're not performers, and you guys are so funny.
Well, John is a performer.
Well, I mean, he's not a stand-up performer. I mean, you know, you
not stand-up. That's right. But
this was of the degree of stand-up funny to me. This to me was when I first discovered the National Lampoon. This is
I'm getting a tingle up my leg. My goodness.
It's like rediscovering it all over again. This, to me, is like what's been missing for kids today, in my opinion, and teens, is the Lampoon. Because of TV, I feel, personally, that the intellectual element has been taken out of our child's minds. We grew up with reading Woody Allen or listening to Tom Lehrer, Bill Cosby, these comedy records. But that's not there anymore. And you guys sort of brought
point.
It back.
It is true that we probably, I mean, part of it is that's our generation as well. But we figured out that the BSAT really is it's high meets low. And I think part of what makes it's always bad to analyze these things. But when you're trying to cook up the jokes, you do
I
have to analyze
it. Funny. I just think I pick it up and I put it down. And then I was reading what was today. I picked it up again because it gets like, I'm like, I got to stop reading it. I have things to do.
Well, you know what?
Geometry.
How about?
I love geometry. Plain geometry.
Oh, you like geometry. Oh, my.
I got to read this quote. This one. No, I don't like geometry. I started laughing.
Oh.
Geometry is quite useful. It comes in three flavors. Plane geometry, shapes that are flat, maps, traffic signs, tattoos, etc. Solid geometry, shapes that have volume, boxes, globes, ice cream cones, etc. Coordinate geometry, this is useful in real life. This is useful in real life except to geometry. I can't even say it. See, I start laughing. Geometry teachers. This is just too funny. This is all of this is so funny,
well,
and you do. It's a little risque in some parts.
Well, you know, why don't we give your listeners an idea of how about I'll do a math problem here. Read through it. So here you go.
Direct from BSAT.
Direct from the BSAT official study guide. This is a math problem that otherwise you'd expect to find on an SAT, except you'll see why not. Kent farts. One half of the people in the room leave. Then four come in, get a whiff, and half of them quickly exit. The number remaining is three halves as many as were there when Kent first ripped it. How many was that? So your choices at multiple choice are 2, 3, 120, it cannot be determined, or it can be determined, but I cannot determine it. So now, the thing is, Nancy, that this has a real answer. I mean, you can calculate that on the basis of the question, but how many fart questions do you find on the SAT?
I'll give you another one. This is a sort of a complicated three question math questions that all relate to each other and develop, but I won't give you the whole thing.
Okay.
At the Mungertown Municipal Park, there's a kiddie pool measuring 5 meters by 5 meters by 1 meter that serves the town day camp. One hot July day, the pool opens at 10 a.m., and until 2 p.m., there's an average of 40 campers in the water at any given time. At 2 p.m., the pool population averaged 60 per hour. After that, the average camper emits 0.2 liters of urine per hour in the water. At 5 p.m., the lifeguard notices a yellow tinge to the water and closes the pool for health reasons. By the end of the day, how much total urine has been released into the pool? So this is, and your choices are, you know, the choices are real choices, 6.8 liters, 68 liters, 68 barrels, 680 liters, 680 imperial gallons, and I forget what the real answer is there. But so, you know, that again, it's a real math problem.
Well, also, but it's not just math. You have English double negatives. That was good too.
Well, that was in our study guide section. That's right. We have an elaborate study guide. My daughter, who is she's a senior at Williams College, she maintains that the grammar and usage section, the instruction section, is actually useful.
Oh, yes, negatives. I love the double
That's right, the double negatives.
The double negative is a sidebar. It's
Going nowhere. You ain't never going nowhere. Four negatives.
Well, right, here, I could read that.
Nowhere, no how.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, of course, we include the double positive also.
Oh, what's the double positive? Do you have that up?
Well, the double positive is where the 16-year-old girl says, "Daddy, I'm going out tonight with a 39-year-old biker with awesome tattoos." And the father says, "Yeah, right." That's a double positive.
Is that like saying, give me two pronouns, who me?
Who me?
That's just off the top of my head, comedy-wise.
That's very good.
That's good.
But, no.
Well, I'm so delighted to hear that you liked our act, because, I mean, you're a tough audience, baby.
No, I love the act. I just thought you guys were – I said you guys could go on the road, in my opinion. You could go on the road. Oh, we have a caller here. Let's see who's calling in here. I have a caller calling in. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
How are you?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Have you read The BFFs?
Yes, I've read it, and I love it, and I've given it as a gift already. And
you know what, Leslie, too? Now that I just want to bring this up. This is the best gift. I want to recommend this gift on one point alone. It's $12.95 USA.
Right.
I'm going to get a couple of these because this is a great – I have all these college nephews and stuff. This is a great for everything they've gone through. I'm getting this book at this price. You can't beat this.
No, you can't. And the questions are fun. They're absolutely sick. And they're but it's just great. It's just great.
What did you like best about it?
You know what it is? It's real, and it's real. That's what it is.
I get sucked into the test questions.
But it's real and it's a lot of fun. The kids absolutely love it.
And especially since it, I think it's kind of nice because I especially think anybody over 12 or 14 that takes the, I mean, once you get to high school, it's all testing. And testing. Actually, it's even before then. Sheets, not the whole book like this, but sheets like this. So that, that they can laugh at the joke and see outside the box as these two nutty guys do. It's just hysterical to me.
Well, that's a little bit what we're after here is, you know, anybody who's been through this with your own kid or, you know, just with a friend, the college admissions process and the SAT preparation is incredibly stressful. The competition, the number of spots available in colleges is not that much changed. It's crazy.
You live in New York City? You have to compete for schools in New York City.
Well, that's correct. That's correct.
So I mean, my son got into a good school, but we suffered. Oh, so Leslie, what do you do?
What do I do? I'm an executive assistant.
So you like this?
I work for a CEO. Yeah.
You like this then? It is kind of if you like crossword puzzles or you like mind games, but with a funny ending.
Yeah.
Every time I pick it up, I start laughing again, you guys. This is too funny, Leslie.
Nancy, you have a 14-year-old, Nancy?
Yes, I do. And actually, it's midterm week, so this is appropriate for the show.
Oh, okay. We're studying
for midterms now.
We're trying to figure out how to make it known to kids, you know, because it is interesting. It's an interesting problem. We're trying to figure out how to just leave it lying around.
How to make it I think first off, you guys have got to put it on YouTube. Maybe that little clip or something that I saw you do at the Friars Club.
Well, we're going to be doing that. We're also one of the
SATs, and that's one of the key words. They're going to go to that, and that's going to get an interest in this.
Yeah. One of the other things we're doing is doing SAT BSAT prep videos, so that you know, you'll learn how to solve a BSAT problem. And of course, a lot of the skills are the same as the SAT, but a lot of them it requires a quality that we've identified as BSIQ, which you can only imagine what that is. It's a quality that, like the BSAT itself, it's whatever's left after, you know, you get past things like innate talent or intelligence versus, say, book learning. Whatever's left is BSIQ.
Off the top of my head, idea. I think that you should get some school or something to do a fake. Take a couple of pages from your test.
There's only one issue there. You see, you're an enlightened and progressive sort of mom who was willing to share this with her 14-year-old. He also happens to have a comedian for a mother, but.
But no, 14-year-olds, believe me, are way ahead. I think
14. I have no doubt.
They say 50 is the new 30. 14 is the new 30, because they know. And my son started. He picked it up and started reading it, and he was laugh out loud. I mean, laughing. He was.
Well, we like that. We like him now.
Loud laughing.
We were thinking maybe we should sneak it into the libraries of high schools. You know,
that would be so funny.
It would be like a covert operation.
I think it's a great gift. I think it's a great gift. I would give it to a 14-year-old. I would give it to a lawyer. Would you give it to your CEO, Leslie?
Absolutely. In heartbeat.
Right? It's an all-around gift.
It.
Because when you go to look at it, you go, what? And you start to read it. And like I said, it's reminiscent to me of Lampoon. Our generation, the Lampoon magazines, when they came out.
Well,
Lampoon,
I think it's
the Lampoon yearbook.
We are such admirers of the Lampoon, of course, that wonderful history. But I think you're making an excellent point, because the book itself is modeled visually on an SAT prep book, and it's in the humor section of the store. By the way, you can find it at every.
You actually put answer sheets in here.
Oh, we have answer explanations. Of course, they're about as twisted as the problems, of course, but they do tell you entirely how to solve the problem.
Let's not get into the religion one, but that was pretty funny. But they have to read it. If they want to know about the religion one, which was brilliant,
which
but
was
they
the religion
the
one?
Book.
Which religion one, Nancy?
If you take all the religions, and which one was the least?
the essay prompt, John.
But they got to get the book. I'm not going to give that one.
All right, good. We like that.
Funny.
You know, so here's the thing. I mean, it looks like an SAT prep book. But it's got a little bit of a twist on the cover. We worked very closely, and we think successfully, with our wonderful publisher, Running Press, and this fabulous guy Jason down there on developing that cover. And we think there are a couple of insights there that make it work. You can see right on the shelf.
If you just pick this book up, you're going to laugh. You don't have to open this book to laugh, and I'll tell you why. I'm looking at the back, and it says, note, the BSAT is administered by BSAT World Enterprises and is in no way associated or derives funding or even enjoyment from the SAT.
And it's so true.
I have to open this book to start laughing.
We
hope so.
The college board is our mortal enemies.
Leslie has to go?
I have to go into a meeting, but I just
thank you for calling in.
Leslie, throw one of these questions out at the meeting.
That's a really good idea. Great thing to do
to your CEO.
Thank you, Leslie, for joining
you're
in.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Hey, you guys, you know, that's another thing this book can be used for. This would be great.
Ruining your career?
No,
what do you mean?
for corporations, just to copy one of the pages down, you know? Just copy any of the pages down and send it.
Well, yeah.
Around the office, well, like scan it in, send it around, and just have them do the test just to open up and lighten up.
I think that's a great idea. That is really a great idea. John,
I'm writing these down.
This is good stuff. Yeah.
Also, I would recommend you guys for corporate public speaking. Because people get so stressed out about solving a problem. And if you guys went into corporations as public speakers and talked about how you came together on this, you put it together, you were open, and that's how this product came about, by being receptive and open to something that really stimulated your mind. And
are you available for consulting?
I think that you guys would make great public speakers for corporations.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait. That's terrific. You know, by the way, people can also experience a lot of the spirit of this thing and some other material at our
website.
You know.
Yes, say that website, please.
It's bsatworld.com.
That's www.bsatworld,
like the universe, .com. Now, you know, we had a funny discussion yesterday. You know, the College Board, who administers the SAT, who are, of course, our mortal enemies, we often refer to them in all kinds of disparaging ways, but the College Board puts out a question of the day, and it goes out on the email. You subscribe to it when you're preparing for the SAT, and we do that too. You can go to BSAT Worlds, sign up, and you'll get an emailed question of the day. And
I'm going to them right now to just give you a couple.
Okay,
let's
great.
See. Let's see. Here's one about Quidditch. Here's one. This is a sentence. Here's a sentence improvement. You improve this sentence, and the sentence that you have to improve is "well, la-di frickin' da," and the underlined portion.
Careful, boy. Careful.
The underlined. Oh yeah, I can't do this one. you can see where this. Here's one about. Let's see. Oh, here's sometimes what we do is we take the College Board's question of the day and we improve on it.
Okay.
So, for instance, a few days ago, they had a question of the day that was, in a community of 416 people, each person owns a dog or a cat or both. If there are 316 dog owners and 280 cat owners, how many of the dog owners own no cat? So we said, this is a pretty boring question, and Mark came up with this variant on it. In a certain ethnic restaurant serving 416 people, dish contains either dog or cat or both. If there are 316 customers who like canine and 280 cat lovers, how many dogophiles eat no cat?
Oh.
I know. It's disgusting. Mark, that's disgusting. Here's an
I know.
This is a very,
I know.
This has got like the boy element to it big time.
It does. We try to make some for girls as well, but we're boys, and somehow or other
it keeps coming back.
It works its way through, yeah.
It's coming back. Here's one
about
about
Lassie, ballerinas, and you have
we've got some girl stuff in there. That's right.
Here's one.
It around.
It's a sentence improvement. In the final round of the World's Ugliest Shoes contest in Las Vegas, it came down to a shootout between Crocs, Uggs, or Birkenstocks. That's more of a girl thing, right?
No, I like this one because what kind of authors write BSAT passages?
Right.
Is the author an idiot? Is the author an a-hole? Is this author nuts?
Wait a minute. I haven't seen that one. I love it.
What? That's page 59.
that's our own discussion of the book.
I know. I love that. But that's what I'm saying. All parts of the book are funny to me.
That's what you have to, right.
I like that you draw graphs for diagnostic taste and put smiley face and sad faces.
that was one about capital punishment. The sad face was a guy in the electric chair, actually.
Now, which one of you is the math guy here? Now, I know you're a musician, John, so that's a lot of math involved in there. Mark, are you as mathematically?
Well, actually, if as John likes to put it, if there is a division of labor here, we both work on everything, but if there's a division of labor, it may surprise you, given that I'm really probably the math department, and John is the English department. But I would say we work closely on everything.
On the math and because there is.
Oh yeah.
Mark is the guy who checks all the proofs of the math things.
Does he?
He makes fewer mistakes.
He makes mistakes inventing.
Yeah. I do think the math thing,
but I do. I don't know if you see what I'm seeing, how this would apply to corporations.
No. I agree. I think that's a terrific insight. I do see it. I hadn't thought of that.
That this would be great for corporations, that the creation of the project and also just the humor involved in seeing the humor. And you guys are so fast and witty because I watched you on stage. You both are so – well, John, I know you perform on stage. But Mark and you together, you're just naturals on stage. So I could see
you in front of corporate
people presenting this and even taking their problems and making them funny.
Well, that's an interesting idea. You know what we were thinking of doing just as a start? Until you saw us at the Friars Club.
Oh, you guys are brilliant.
And we just took – well, thank you. We decided – that was the first time that we actually tried to perform the BSAT live. Before that, it had always been either on paper or the website or whatever. So this is the performance angle, and we were happy with how it went, and we thought, well, let's take this a little further. So we were thinking we would put it together into like a half-hour set. And there's a lot of music. I mean, I did one song at the Friars Club, which we called
– No, I didn't get the MP3 of.
I will do it.
Okay.
But there's a lot of music actually involved in some of the other some of the other BSAT things. For instance, there's a reading passage that is an obituary for a fictional character who was the head of a rock group, a heavy metal group for toddlers called Twisted Mitten. And he kept doing these songs that were obnoxious, like Toaster in the Tub and Let's Drink Paint Thinner. And finally, four soccer moms got their SUVs and drew and quartered him. And so he met an untimely death. And this is all documented in the reading passage, and then you have to answer questions about it.
This is in the book. You should look for it. Now, you know,
I had
right,
songs
so
like Eat the Glue.
Exactly.
That's
now,
it. And that's what John's talking about. We would love to do these. It's people should know that the book is available at every Barnes & Noble.
That's www.bsat.com. Just go there.
No, BSAT World.
BSAT World. Oh, I'm sorry, the universe.
That's quite all right.
BSAT.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got to tell you, I Googled BSAT and you came up too. So.
Yes, fortunately.
Yes, you do come up.
But
so
BSAT, we right. Our idea is that we want people to contribute questions.
Barnes & Noble's all over the country? Barnes & Noble?
All over the country.
And I know you're available on Amazon because I saw
you. Of course. We're at Amazon. Also, Urban Outfitters, if you have one of those
kinky
stores near
you.
Yeah. We have a very enterprising publisher. They're aggressive, and they've done a great job both in getting in their brilliance and choosing it from us.
Running Press.
Yeah, take a look at their list.
Running Press is part of the Perseus Group, and they are very they mainly do funny stuff and weird stuff. For instance, they have a series called Skinny Bitch out now, and like Skinny Bitch in the Kitchen is a bestseller.
Who was the guy that was the man who spoke after you? I'm sorry, I forgot his name.
Oh, Stan Cohen.
Stan Cohen, yes.
Yes.
And how do you know Stan? What is your
Stan is as you mentioned, I'm president of the board of New York Stage and Film.
Mm-hmm.
Stan is on our board, and he's a remarkable man. And funny enough, he's responsible for he owns a company that does standardized testing for corporations.
Are you kidding? What's
no.
his name? Stan
Cohen.
Stan
but it's
Cohen.
It's an industrial and corporate kind of thing.
Oh,
but he's a wonderful man, and he's on my board, and he got excited about this, and he's a member over there at the Friars Club, so he convinced them to.
Oh, love the Friars Club. Love the Friars.
Oh, the Friars Club's fabulous.
I'm a member there too.
I know.
It was a very entertaining night. Now I have to describe it to the people listening. Two nice guys, hello. They were a little bit funny. They were doing joking around with me, and they get up on stage, and I thought they had rehearsed that, and you guys were rehearsed, and it was so well done. And then, oh, wait a minute, the tall one walks over to the piano and starts playing a funny song. So I'm like, what is – I've never seen – I've been to almost every book signing there. That was a first for me. When you walked over, I'm just going to walk over to the piano and now do something a little more brilliant. And what's the name of that song, by the way?
It's called BSAT.
BSAT? BSAT?
Yeah. You remember it. As John characterizes, it's the first in a small genre of songs about standardized testing.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it won't be the last.
No, it's not going to be the last because
it's not.
Do a CD of music to study the BSAT by.
We were thinking it would be great to get high school groups to help us do it, you know, to do an album of BSAT music that was performed, maybe even written by high school bands, you know.
Well, you could, there is the LaGuardia School of Performing Arts in New York
yeah.
City.
That's
I
right.
Mean, and then these kids are always. I also go out and interview new musicians, and I happen to always stumble on them. It turns out half of them put together.
Is that because they're
group.
Lying in the street?
You put it on Craigslist, wanted high school group. That way
it
you don't have
good.
To deal with. You don't have to deal with the high school itself, and you go wanted high school band, high school group.
That's right. We'll be stalking high schoolers. That's
yeah. Group four, and you say what it's for. Small
yeah.
stipend.
Exactly.
That's right.
You know, I mean, there are so many groups. High school kids play so well now. The level of musicianship compared to when we were, you know, young.
Oh, no. These,
they're
I
shredders.
Also...
They got chops for days.
Oh, especially when you're talking, you know, in New York City, when you got schools like LaGuardia, it's an incredible place.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Now, let's talk about the BSAT. Do you think you could – how's it doing around the – how long has it been out now?
Been out just about, 8-10 weeks, and it's as far as we can tell, it's doing fine. I mean, it's very hard to get for authors to get information directly. So what I do is I wander into you know some of the stores where it's located, and make sure the numbers.
His book in front of the others.
Well, that's you got it, baby. You know, but that's only part of the strategy. The other is to count them. How many were there last time I was here?
Oh.
And as long as, yes, and, you know, as long as people are either stealing them or buying them, we're good.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is to do, when I go in for friends who have books up, I very loudly, do you have the book?
That's right. You shouted.
I heard it. Great.
You know, Nancy, I can see you doing that very loudly. Like, why is that?
It's what I do. But it's a great fearless book. Tell me some more of the things in the book, because you guys have so many different sections. It's math, it's English, it's
well, we have
science?
All of the sections. No, we have all of the. Well, no, science would be a topic like the SAT too, what we used to call the what were the achievement
the
tests.
The subject tests they call
right
them,
subject
yeah.
tests they call them. That's right. But this would have all the sections like improving sentences, improving paragraphs, sentence completions. Of course, you know math. But we included a section that sadly is no longer there. The bastards at the College Board have cut it out because we maintain they're idiots. It's the most fun of all, which is the analogies.
Tell me a little analogy. Give me a little.
All right, let's get an analogy. What's a good analogy, John?
Here's one.
Here. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. Let's start with one that is a little bit gentle. Teeth is to floss, as a nostril is to blank. Okay? Teeth is to floss, as nostril is to blank. And your choices are plumbing snake, finger, snot, pipe cleaner, and bowling ball.
I'm going with finger.
You know what?
Very
you're
clever girl.
Right on the money. You skipped over pipe cleaner. You realize.
But that's because I think outside the box, too.
Well, I think so. You have to be prepared to think outside the box.
Well, that's what I like about it. Again, I would say this book is for a great gift for students who I have. My niece is a lawyer. Her husband's a doctor. His sister's a doctor. For all those people who have been to the torture of tests. Just to think
well,
out loud.
That's it.
I find it very freeing when you know kids are stressed out so much today.
Well, that's the concept, and that really is what we're after.
Well, that's why I think it's a great gift. That's why I said at this price, the price threw me, because I know smaller books that are twice as much.
They did, yeah, and we're really appreciative of that. It's very reasonably priced, $12.95, and yeah.
For $12.95, I mean, to me, because of the recession. Gifts will now be 15 and under. And I also think, and I'm personally on a pilgrimage, great alliteration for this, is that if you have friends, people listening out there, that write books or produce CDs or have DVDs, buy those and give those as gifts. Let's help everybody out this recession. Buy from who you know. Bye.
Oh, you should always do that. I mean, that's the rule. Well, you know, how many of us have friends who've written books? The deal is you go buy their books.
Oh, yes.
That's
I don't know if you
thing.
Know Allison.
And now all your listeners are our friends.
They are.
And they should go buy our book.
Allison Graham's, I don't know if you met her at the Friars Club, a great writer. I didn't know till I happened. She goes, oh, I wrote a little something. It was translated into Romanian. But
I want it in Romanian. That's,
I don't think
that's right. I only want the Romanian.
Actually, her book, the Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even, is on a level with you guys. So,
oh, I like that title.
Smart
Great
Girl's
idea.
Guide, and why does the other one go out of my head now? I bought like 8 copies of it.
I've
but
heard
see,
of this book. I've heard.
Oh yes,
it.
The Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even. And, she's going to shoot me. I can't remember her other book when I give it out as gifts. But that's what I do if I see books. And I think this is a great gift book. At that price, I mean, students can afford to give it to each other at that
right.
price.
Right. And, one of our target audiences, we think, is college bookstores, for example. There's a lot of, we see a lot of SAT nostalgia out there, not just among college students, but, you know, you saw at the Friars Club, we had some young folks there, but we had older folks there, too, who were just
everybody
as into it as anybody else.
Oh, yeah, everybody was.
Yeah,
at that.
This is a cultural thing. The SAT crosses all kinds of age
what
groups.
Can you do? Is there anything, I don't know who books that, but is there anything to keep you from going to colleges and telling them about this book?
No, colleges would be a terrific audience for us because, of course, their parents aren't there to tell them not to. And
we've been reaching out to college newspapers to get them to review it, too, because what we've found is, just anecdotally, that college kids love the book. You know, maybe they don't have the same stress around the test that high school kids do, even.
Hey,
so they,
are you guys aware of this? Maybe this is something for – we're networking as well as interviewing.
Cool.
You know, there's the New Jersey Comedy Festival. You know about the New Jersey Comedy Festival? You can look on
you
my –
You must know that, John.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I've never done it.
Yeah, no, it's going on now.
Oh, really?
The New Jersey Comedy Festival, and that's targeting colleges. Maybe it's on my my Comedy Concepts website. How to contact them? I mean, get in touch with them. Maybe you could offer up a book as one of the prizes.
Great, we'll do that. We'll check it out.
Check it
at
out.
At these prices, it's easy.
Yeah, but I'm saying they have they're giving out different things. I mean. But it might be a very good awareness thing for the comedy festival because it does coincide with comedy, college
yep.
students.
Let's make that call, John.
Yep.
It's on my page there, how to contact the New Jersey Comedy
Excellent.
Festival.
Well, thank you.
But
great.
I mean, that's what it's also all about is getting the word out there and telling people about this book and getting more people to
And read. Knowing people like Nancy Lombardo.
Well, You guys are so funny. Knowing, meeting me at the Friars Club and having to
exactly.
have my. Oh, by the way, those of you
yes.
listening, in the upcoming weeks, and I'll get back to you, you'll be able to see these two gentlemen because they'll be featured on my The Nancy Lombardo Show Friday nights at 7. And I'll give you guys the date and I'll post it when you're going to appear and send it out again. But you get a little taste of what they did that night to the crowd. The crowd,
oh,
I've never seen the crowd. Go as crazy as they did, and there have been major comedy celebrities there. They went crazy for you guys. I don't
That's
know if you
nice.
Cheated the audience or what, but they went crazy. And John, where can we hear some of your music too?
My music is I have a couple of I do music for a lot of different things. I do.
But you must have a website where they can go to hear more of your music too.
My
right?
music is my website is johnforster.com, and you can get samples of my music there. And then,
not to be confused with a guy born in 1812 when I was Googling you.
Yeah, who was
very good. That's right.
The biographer of Charles Dickens, right?
Yeah.
John Forster, right? There's also some guy in Australia who can chug, 14 gallons of beer. That's not me either.
You're in good
I hate when you keep trying to do that, though.
I know. I just can't hold. I can't hold that much.
So embarrassing.
You forget who you are. John forgets which John Forster he is.
I start talking about Charles
disturbing.
Dickens. It's really embarrassing.
So that's John Forster.
And he knows nothing about Dickens. It's terrible.
He knows nothing about Dickens. Dickens travels.
Yeah, and he goes on and on and on.
I love Dickens. What the Dickens. I like that you can say that. What the Dickens.
What the Dickens.
And Mark, you're just an inventing machine. Now, tell me about this, because I know I love the BSATs, but I just a little more
yeah.
so they know a little bit about you guys. But you're doing this... serial, this animation?
For several years, I was I started a company called Animated Animations, which we had a couple of great inventions. They were the first animated art that moved and talked. And I had editions.
Wait a minute. How
editions.
Old are you? You can't be that old. You're not talking about, like, moving.
No, I'm not talking about pictures from 1928. No. Steamboat Willie. I'm talking about things you hang on your wall.
Oh.
And it mechanically moved and talked. There was a phenomenon from the 1800s called tableau animé, which were these wind-up things with music boxes, and the characters would move. And they were framed art, really delightful things, often hand-painted. But we updated them to the computer age and had microcomputers in there and synthesized voice. And we did them with, we did Warner Brothers characters and, you know, Bugs Bunny and these guys and Disney and Star Wars and all of this. And we sold a heck of a lot of those. So that's not something that's happening now. Just wound that up a couple of years ago.
What was your last product then, Mark?
Well, I'm working on any number of things. We had a terrific iPod accessory called the DJ Funkit, which was this whacked out DJ character that you plug your iPod into it, and he's boogieing and dancing, and it was pretty silly. And I'm working on some new kinds of Christmas lights right now. Something's in the greeting card area.
It's so interesting that you guys, has it been freeing for you both? I mean, well, you compose, John, so you're always, I know musicians who don't stop. You never stop composing.
I never stop, no, actually.
You probably have a little toy in your hand that you carry with you and you compose on it, too.
it sort of keeps me sane. If I don't write, I start to feel really bad. But it turns out what I found in doing the BSAT was that especially especially the writing passages or the reading passages are very, very much like songs, but they don't have to rhyme. So it's
although you did a couple that do rhyme.
I did a couple. I did a Shakespearean sonnet, a something that may have been written by Shakespeare.
Shakespearean, what was it? Can you give me
it's called "Shall I Compare Thee to a Pile of Poo?" And there's another one, a parody of Walt Whitman's song of myself called "Song of My Teen Self," that was poetry, but it was kind of Whitman blank verse. And then there's things like there's a sentence improvement one where what you have to improve is the verse to the dreidel song. And so I wrote, you know, four or five different versions of the dreidel song. So I ended up using my songwriter skills a lot in doing the BSAT, but then doing jokes day in and day out. And for about 6 months, Mark and I just wrote jokes because there's 350 of these questions in the test. And that's
now, Mark, are you a joke writer?
Well, I'm allegedly.
You are now.
I am now. and if I'm not, then somebody made a big mistake.
Oh, this is, you also have diction in here.
Yeah, and you know what? One of the really fun things is the list of amazing words.
Oh yeah,
this is the BSAT list. It's Appendix 2. These are words that aren't as bad as they sound.
Uh-huh.
We should just give some.
Okay,
of these.
Go ahead.
Yeah, asphyxiate, for example, and it tells you what you think it means. Now, what do you think? Asphyxiate sounds like to obsess about somebody's butt. Right,
you know,
or there's the,
we should just read down the list: acute angina, annular, asymptote, circumscribe, congenital, crapulent, cummerbund. You get the idea.
I particularly like the definition for circumscribed. It's the guy who keeps the official record at a bris.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
By the way, the first thing I came. I go, asphyxiate, how did it taste? That's me. But I know, I use actually my sister-in-law speaks in malapropisms, and I do a whole bunch of acts.
This is perfect for malapropisms, exactly.
It's a special talent, really.
I love this. I think I can say, without fear of contraception.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that one. That's a beautiful one.
It's in your book.
Yes.
That's
comparisons are odorous.
No, this is all fun. This is all fun. I love it. Are we winding down? Yeah, we are. Okay, we're winding down. We've been on for a while, but this has been great. The W.BSAT. Check the book out. Check these guys out independently. JohnFoster.com. And what's yours, Mark?
Actually, I don't have particularly a website.
You have a MySpace?
It's just BSAT World. BSAT
World
is the place to go.
BSAT World.
World.
You know why? It's your fault, John, because you said BSAT. You didn't put BSAT World in the song.
I know. Well,
John, I think we need another song.
Yes.
For the BSAT World. And you know,
actually, a Disney-like song.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's a small BSAT
world.
We should just rock backwards, back and forth. Yeah,
it's a BSAT world after all.
Actually, John did a song about Disney once. It was somewhat subversive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
well,
it was called.
Let's not go there, because you work for them, don't you, Mark?
Well, I have worked with them a lot.
And you want to keep working with them.
It was called
right.
The Tragic Kingdom, and it was.
Tragic Kingdom.
It was about.
I love it. It was about
Euro Disney.
I got to check out more of your music because
you must. John's
you know
John's
I'll
music
you,
is
I'll send you some.
Oh great. Because you can check out a few of mine on my MySpace. I've got some up there and then I've got some on YouTube too. But you guys are just you're my kind of musicians. I mean, there is kind of the BSAT World song. BSAT World is where you want to go to find this book, or you can go to every Barnes and Noble everywhere, and you put that book up front, and you speak loudly when you ask for this book.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I get the BSAT official study guide? 350 questions you will never see on the SAT. And that scans very nicely. I don't know who wrote that line, but that scans very nicely. And it is a fun book. It's a great gift. You guys have done a great job. I still think get in touch with the New Jersey Comedy Festival
and offer up
one of the books. And actually,
you bet.
You know what? Ask them if they need any more judges. Say, Nancy
absolutely.
Said, do you need any more judges for the festival?
Oh, we're very judgmental, absolutely.
But you guys would make great judges for the festivals, the authors of the BSAT, who knows more about college humor than you two at this point.
Yeah.
You're authority
fair enough.
On college humor. Yeah. You'd make great judges for them, and it's great stuff. Mark, I don't want to mispronounce your name. It's Segan?
Segan.
Segan.
Quite all right.
Like
take some practice. I'll send you a questionnaire.
You're going to send me a questionnaire? You know
exactly.
What? I have the holidays are coming up, so I think I'm going to take us out on a holiday song that I'm trying to see. I've got my songs up here. What goes great with you guys? And I think, okay, this is the one. Thank you guys for being guests. You can listen to the song. It's www.bsatworld.com.
Love it.
And
okay.
Here's a little holiday song to take us out of the show.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of lights. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of for of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere. It's somewhere tonight.
Thank my guest today, Mark Degan and John Forster, and the www.defatworld.com book. But you don't have to just order online. Go directly to the store and ask for it. Listen, if you have smart friends or you think they want to be smart, they better get this book. This is a great gift for the holidays. Lots of fun laughs. Play it at a trivia party. There's no way you can fail to laugh at this book. That's the BSAT. Thank my special guests. You guys, shout out. Yeah! There you
Thanks,
go.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you for being on ComedyConcepts.com.